90 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
But now, in the Hebrew translation of that verse, it says, "And man became a speaking spirit like God." Okay, you might want to write that down. In the Hebrew, it says, "And man became not just a living soul, but a speaking spirit like God." Amen. A speaking spirit like God. Okay, that's real important. A speaking spirit like God. Now, the difference between us and God, our being created in his likeness and image, is that we are not sovereign. Amen. Amen. Only God is sovereign. Amen. Only God is eternal. God lives in a place. I was with my brother not long ago, and we were talking about some things, and he was speaking about, someone asked about where God lived. And a lot of people would think he lives in heaven. But he doesn't. Heaven can't contain him. Heaven is a created place. Earth is a created place. The universe is a created place. So all that's inside of God. God dwells in a place known as everlasting, that has no beginning, has no ending, has no space, has no time. I see smoke. It's eternal. And the thing about it, angels can't approach there. Amen. Man can't approach there. No one can approach that light. Amen. What he's reserved for us is heaven. Amen. Angels dwell in the heavens. Amen. But God himself dwells in eternity. See, nothing created can dwell in eternity. Only God. I'm going to say this. He's a bad boy. And we are in his image and likeness. We are created a little lower than him, not lower than the angels. Get it right. Read the original text about that. Psalm, one of the Psalms, I don't have it in front of me, says that we were created a little lower than the angels. No, we weren't. We were created a little lower than Elohim. He is sovereign. But we are in his likeness and his image, all right? And we are created a speaking spirit like God, a speaking spirit like God. Tell the person next to you, you aren't sovereign. You have a Father God. Now, what I want to talk to you tonight in this time that I have is what I've titled Faith, the Sixth Sense. You remember, some of you remember when we did a message on faith talks nonsense. No, faith is nonsense. To some that don't have eyes of understanding, that would sound pretty contradictory, but faith talks nonsense. In other words, faith is like a sixth sense. Heaven, if you look at it, heaven is the cause, and in this realm, this earth realm, what we have are effects. There is the cause. There is where everything is, the origins of it, where it actually exists. This here is the effect, okay? The problem that many have is that they operate from the realm of effect. And look for results. But you won't find results in the realm of effects. Amen. This is just effects. There's no you don't need faith in this realm. Amen. But in the realm of cause, you can only go there through faith. Amen. All right? Stay with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15 and 50. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Okay? Flesh and blood. In this realm, if you are limited by your five senses, you know, touch, taste, smell, sight, hearing. If you are limited by that, then you are limited to only effects. In other words, you are a recipient of, let me say, the crumbs that fall off the table. You're no different. You have no advantage. But see, God saved you and placed you in a position of advantage. Amen. We are not second-class citizens. We are not, amen, saved too. We are not here, amen, in the off-scarring, so to speak. No, God gave you something. It's called faith. Amen. Amen. That can cause you to rise up into the place of cause. Amen. And you can determine some stuff, amen, to happen down here in this realm of effects. Amen. That's why he said, I put my word in your mouth, that I might take what I have in heaven and plant it in the earth realm through you. I created you a speaking spirit. Amen. Like me. I want you to use your words to create as I use my words to create. And stop using your words to murmur or complain or criticize or talk fear or be at doubt or be suspect or be all that stuff that's in the realm of effects. That's all they talk about here. Amen. The way of Cain. That's all that's here. That's all you hear in the world. Every now and then you hear somebody with some hope. Amen. But see, you got to have more than hope. Amen. Hope I had you singing Kumbaya while the boat sinks. But faith. Amen. Will have that boat buoy back up. And get you to the other side. Amen. Your faith. Look at somebody and say, your faith. Your faith. Your faith is important to somebody else. Amen. It is. I said, your faith is important to your children. People might not say it to you on your job, but they see. And you know, a lot of people are like parasites. See, the Holy Spirit is a paraclete. But a lot of people are like parasites. And they're drawing from you on your job. Amen. They stay encouraged. They you know, they want to compete with you. But see, that's their nature. But see, they see something good in you. And then they draw from it. Your faith. See, sometimes your job, or sometimes because you are there. See, somebody will get this after a while. I've seen this. Sometimes God keeps stuff floating only because you're there. Only because you are there. A Joseph is there. Amen. And Potiphar's house is blessed. Amen. Only because you are there. See, I see somebody say, oh, no, not me. Yeah, you. Tell somebody, yeah, you. Yeah, you. You might not want to own up to it, but you are of value to God in this earth realm. God wants the property back. Amen. All the real estate. God wants it back. And he's going to take it out of the hand of the sinners and transfer it into the hands of his people. But first, you got to get his word in your mouth. First, you got to declare. First, you got to get out of that realm of effect and get into that realm of cause. You are why. You are the reason. You are the answer. Amen. Not just Allen Iverson, but you are the answer. Some of y'all don't know. He was called the answer. Don't see, the enemy, he will try to contaminate your faith with fear. He tries to corrupt faith, sprinkling it with fear. Fearful thoughts. Stuff happens. Somebody say, the devil is a lie. Come on, say he's a loser too. We have not been given a spirit of fear. Amen. But of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Tell somebody, I ain't going crazy. I got a sound mind. My mind getting sharper and sharper every day. Amen. More and more discerning, more and more Christ-like, more and more full of the word of God. Amen. The devil is a liar and he's a loser. Jesus defeated him. That's why Cain killed Abel. He was trying to stop the seed. God gave a promise, said, listen, the seed of the woman, the very one he deceived, I'm going to have a bare seed. Not the seed of the man, the seed of the woman is going to bruise his head. He's taking you out. So all down through history, the devil was a day late and a dollar short trying to destroy the seed. It got so bad in Genesis chapter 6 that Noah was the only one left. But tell somebody, God always got a way. It might seem like you're getting by on the skin of your teeth, but God already got you. Come on, say, God got you. Tell somebody, God got you. He ain't forgot about you, but you got to get out of the realm of effect and get into the realm of cause. Amen. Amen. The enemy tried to drag you down into the realm of effect. Amen. You worried about bills. Where the money going to come from? Amen. What's happening here? What's happening? You know, the economy. Oh, that's the line of Cain. Amen. That ain't God's economy. Amen. God said, I have reserved. I'm going to show you something. God has he has reserved things in heaven for you. Now, a lot of times we think, okay, when I get in the sweet by and by. No, he's reserved it in heaven for you when you start talking and heaven comes. What he's reserved for you is right there. Well, I'm about to shout myself. That's why he said, I put my word in your mouth that I may plant the heavens. I got stuff reserved for you there. Can't nobody take it. Can't nobody block it. Can't nobody steal it. But when you're talking on down, you'll get the cause taking over the effect. I'll establish the earth with heaven. Amen. Tell somebody, stop acting like mere men. Something incorruptible in you, something that cannot die, something that cannot be defeated, something the enemy cannot steal, cannot destroy, cannot harness, cannot block. Kingdom that cannot be moved is in you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.